News from NOAA. The city of Norfolk, Virginia, becomes the first major city on the east coast of the United States to be designated ready to meet the threat from a tsunami. The city is now part of NOAA's Tsunami Ready program, which means Norfolk has a well-designed tsunami emergency response plan to alert its residents and visitors of tsunami threats and to evacuate areas if necessary. Following the catastrophic Indian Ocean tsunami, retired Navy Vice Admiral Conrad Lautenbacher, the Undersecretary of Commerce for Oceans and Atmosphere and NOAA Administrator, said this is a very important step toward making sure East Coast residents are prepared for a tsunami.
I think everybody is probably aware that over 200 to 250,000 lives were lost in the Boxing Day tsunami off of Indonesia over a year ago, or just a little more than a year ago. That type of an event can happen in any ocean of the world. Now, obviously, it's more likely in the Pacific than the Atlantic, but there are records of tsunamis in the Atlantic, and our Atlantic coast is at risk. So being prepared for an event like this should give people a lot more comfort and safety in their future.
The city of Norfolk is now part of a growing list of tsunami-ready communities along the U.S. coast. The city also joins nearly 1,000 communities across the USA designated as storm-ready. Lautenbacher said the city worked hard to establish a 24-hour system to receive NOAA warnings and informed its residents about what actions to take should a tsunami or severe weather head their way.
This means that they have a plan. They know how to get the word. They know how to get emergency information from NOAA as well as from other sources and transmit that message to its citizens and to its emergency capabilities, from the Director of Emergency Management down to police and fire and all of the assets that you bring together in emergencies. This is a very important event for NOAA.
Coastal communities around the United States contain 53% of the nation's population. NOAA provides the necessary information to help these communities protect their residents from the ravages of natural disasters such as tsunamis. In 2003, Hurricane Isabel proved to be the costliest disaster ever to hit Virginia with a price tag of more than $1 billion. Lautenbacher said that's why it's vital that cities like Norfolk be prepared for tsunamis or other severe weather.
Norfolk is a critical part of the East Coast port infrastructure. First of all, it's a major Navy port. It's the home of the Atlantic Fleet. It is a major commercial port. It has shipyards. It lives and dies and moves by the sea. And so it's a very important part of what we would call commerce, transportation, and the infrastructure of the nation.
The NOAA administrator said Norfolk now has in place the necessary methods for protecting its residents.
Norfolk has made a great deal of progress in educating its citizens. Part of the check sheet for being a tsunami and storm-ready community is, first of all, to have a 24/7 operations center. And with trained watch standers, people who know how to get information and how to pass it on immediately. They have to have alternative means of reaching every citizen. They have to have plans set up to evacuate and provide facilities for emergency situations. It's an end-to-end system, and very important for the nation.
Following the devastating tsunami in the Indian Ocean in December 2004, NOAA is working toward building a nationwide system to protect its coastal regions from the destructive waves. A system is in place to protect the west coast of the country, which many nations in the region also use to keep track of tsunamis. Now, Lautenbacher said NOAA is planning to put in place such a system for the east coast. He said the ultimate aim is to have a global Earth observation system to protect all nations of the world from natural disasters, such as the one that took so many lives and displaced millions of people in the Indian Ocean region.
This addition of a tsunami warning system to GEOS, the Global Earth Observation System of Systems, is extremely important. It represents sort of a test case of can we unite, can we work together with the nations of the world and with our own agencies within the United States to build something that can have great benefit worldwide. The United States is leading this effort, I'm proud to say, and I think when we reach this milestone of a tsunami warning system, we will have in place the first real addition to a global Earth observing system of systems.
The voluntary tsunami and storm-ready programs are managed by the NOAA National Weather Service, which are designed to encourage communities across the United States to take a proactive approach to improving local hazardous weather operations and public awareness. You can find information on both programs at the NOAA website, www.stormready.noaa.gov. That's news from NOAA. I'm Greg Hernandez from NOAA headquarters in Washington. For the latest news, see the NOAA homepage at www.noaa.gov, where science gains value.